5 points you're happy with, and I guess 32-19, most people would look at that and be quite happy with, but there's a few points left out there.
Yeah, I think so. I think we gave a few easy ones away, and we probably butchered a few that that we could have finished. I'm happy with the performance. We asked the boys to bring their heads and their hearts today, and they did that. A little bit more head, I think, would have given us a little bit more comfortable lead in there, and made the game easier, and probably could open the game up a bit before we did. But the passion and the commitment and the determination, everything was there, and that's where you got to start from.
And rugby's not all about attacking. The defence at times was outstanding.
Yeah, it was. It's an area game where we seem to be we fluctuate. We go for really good sets of defence, and then we seem to just switch off for a second or two, and we make a big mistake that costs us points. So really, really trying to work on getting off the line and closing the opposition space down. And when we do that, we're very effective. We just got to keep doing it more.
And you know, it's a few years. You're five, six matches into the new season, and I guess National One's at kind of a different place to what it was two or three years ago, that the levels of each team is much higher.
I think that happens every year in each league. You know, every year gets tougher. The teams that have come up this year, I think, are all very ambitious, have got good solid squads behind them. You know, the coaching improves every year, the preparation of your players improves every year, so it gets better. It's a very tough league to get out of. There's a lot of teams that are very the same. You know, the players are all amateur bar Ealing's team, I think. So everybody is, everybody. There's no big advantage. There's no lots of full time teams against part time teams. It's going to be a very closely contested league this year.
And over the years, you and Isha have been spoilt by having kickers the likes of Sam Ulf and Neil Hallett. Are you missing a kicker this year?
We're missing a consistent kicker at the minute. We've got boys that can do it, I think, but I think they're just they're going through a bit of a confidence phase at the minute, and we're just trying to get that behind them. And they're just doing lots and lots of swings at the minute, as much as we can get them on training fields and during the week when they're coming in off work. So it's a skill that they just got to keep doing. You know, similar to a golf swing, it's sure. Practice is the only thing that helps it. So they're out there as much as we possibly can, and obviously we've got Craig Chalmers, who's was a top class goal kicker, helping him. So it's only going to be a matter of time, I think, before they figure that out.